With Montana News, I'm Mary Ald. Montana today reported 706 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the total number of active cases to just under 9,000. The record-breaking high of active cases in Montana was Monday with over 9,600. The state dashboard shows 11 more deaths from the virus Tuesday, bringing the total to 252. 360 people with COVID-19 are hospitalized. Intensive care units are full at St. Peter's Health in Helena, Community Hospital of Anaconda, Marcus Day Hospital in Hamilton, and Sydney Health Center. Yellowstone County hit a sobering milestone Tuesday with more than 5,000 total cases. Around one-third are currently active. Riverstone Health in Billings says the surge of cases this month has nearly overwhelmed the local healthcare system. On Monday morning, more than 300 new cases had yet to be assigned to Riverstone Health case investigators and contact tracers. A federal judge has denied a request by Native American tribes to halt construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada over worries about spills and damage to cultural sites. Work started this spring on the long-stalled pipeline that would carry oil sands crude from Hardisty, Alberta to Steel City, Nebraska. The Assiniboine and Gros Ventre tribes of the Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana and Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota are challenging President Donald Trump's 2019 permit for the project. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris says he had serious questions about the legal claims being made by the tribe. A final rule is pending. Healthcare workers are once again asking Montanans to do their part to slow the spread of COVID-19 as more hospitals become overwhelmed with patients in need of critical care. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
St. Peter's Health in Helena reported all inpatient beds and intensive care units were being used at the start of this week. Charlotte Skinner, an ER nurse at St. Peter's Health, said she was speaking on behalf of frontline healthcare workers across the state during the governor's press call Tuesday.
We need your help, Montana. Our hospitals are reaching a breaking point. We are on the brink of seeing a surge capacity like we have never seen before. And make no mistake, this will affect our ability to provide the best possible care.
Skinner said Montanans can prevent that from happening by being diligent with mask wearing, hand washing, physical distancing, and following other public health guidelines. She said the last 8 months have been stressful, challenging, and full of uncertainty for all Montanans. But she added the burden on healthcare workers has felt especially heavy.
All of our job stressors are just magnified as we learn to do things like CPR and head-to-toe PPE, or we learn new methods of putting patients on ventilators while the doctor's hands are inside a plastic box, or as we have to explain to yet another tearful family member that, no, you can't visit right now, but we'll hold the phone up for a FaceTime call.
Skinner said healthcare workers come from a variety of backgrounds, political and religious beliefs, socioeconomic statuses, but they've always stood on common ground, evidence-based science, and a patient-first mentality.
I'm asking you today to stop segregating yourselves into maskers and anti-maskers, and to stand with us on the common ground of science and evidence, which is clearly telling us that masking works. We must do it consistently, diligently, and the majority of us need to participate. But if we can do this, it does make a difference.
Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
The state of Montana has joined the U.S. Department of Justice and 10 other states in filing a lawsuit alleging that tech giant Google has unlawfully maintained monopolies in online searches and advertising. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox said in a news release Tuesday that the lawsuit aims to stop Google from using tactics that suppress competition and maintain a monopoly for the company in searches and search advertising. In an interview, Fox didn't give specific examples of who in Montana has been impacted by the alleged monopoly, but said he had no doubt it's had consequences for the state's residents.
I'm positive that we'll find not only Montana businesses that are impacted, but certainly Montana consumers who end up paying more for services and consumer items.
He said Montana Department of Justice experts on consumer protection will work on the case. The complaint argues that Google's anti-competitive practices limit search options, reduce quality of searches, and impede innovation, hurting consumers. Google published a response to the lawsuit Tuesday saying it's flawed and that, quote, people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives, unquote. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Students at Montana State University have sued the university, claiming it broke a contractual agreement with its students when it canceled in-person classes without offering to refund or reduce tuition and fees. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported that undergraduate Anthony Cordero filed a class action lawsuit in September on behalf of himself and other students who paid tuition for in-person classes that were forced online. The lawsuit said Cordero was not provided a prorated refund for his in-person classes or the mandatory fees he paid last spring. Kalispell-based lawyer Dale Cockrell, who was representing the university, said he was reviewing the lawsuit. Missoula could become the state's first city to ban the sale of all flavored tobacco products. City officials will take up the idea tomorrow morning. Edward O'Brien reports.
2.5 months ago, the Montana Health Department, facing pushback from state lawmakers, withdrew a proposal to enact a permanent statewide ban on the sale and marketing of flavored e-cigarette products. The proposal in Missoula outlines an even broader local ban. A coalition of Missoula physicians, parents, teachers, and youth leaders is now asking the local city council to ban the sale of all flavored cigarillos, hookah, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarette products. That includes candy flavors, menthol, and mint-flavored tobacco products.
Menthol and mint are probably one of the big reasons adults persist in smoking.
That's retired Missoula pediatrician Dr. Kathy Rogers. Rogers accuses the tobacco industry of intentionally targeting young people with sweet flavorings to both bolster sales and hook a new generation on nicotine products. State health officials say the rate of high school students reporting frequent vaping grew 243% from 2017 to last year. Again, Kathy Rogers.
To see what's happened in the last 5 years is terrifying for me because I know that for the kids, they're so innocent in this and they're being fed a bill of goods.
Tobacco and e-cigarette retailers staunchly oppose the proposed flavor ban. They say it will only push adult customers out of town or online and take significant sales with them. They also point out youth under the age of 21 are already prohibited from purchasing these products. The Montana Smoke-Free Association, a trade group of about 15 vape shops, issued a statement to MTPR Tuesday saying, quote, Montana Smoke-Free Association can't understand why Missoula County continues to push this agenda when the legislature has already spoken, end quote. The Missoula City Council's Public Safety and Health Committee will discuss the proposal Wednesday morning. The full council is scheduled to take final action Monday, October 26th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
This is Montana Public Radio.